Thank you very much for standing by, and welcome to the conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There'll be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you'll need to press star and one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Wednesday the 1st of June 2016. Now I'd like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Paul Froud, Head of Investor Relations of the London Stock Exchange. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you very much for joining us. I know it's been short notice. Before I introduce the speakers for today, let me just remind you that this presentation includes some forward-looking statements about Deutsche Börse AG, London Stock Exchange Group, the enlarged group, and other persons. And this may include statements about the proposed business combination, the likelihood that such a transaction could be completed, the effects of any transaction on the business of Deutsche Börse or London Stock Exchange Group, and other statements that are not historical facts. By their nature, forward-looking statements involve risks and uncertainties because they relate to events and depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Forward-looking statements are not guarantees of future performance, and actual results of operations, financial condition and liquidity, and the development of industries in which Deutsche Börse and London Stock Exchange Group operate may differ materially from those made in or suggested by the forward-looking statements contained in this presentation and document. Any forward-looking statements speak only as at the date of this document. Except as required by applicable law, Deutsche Börse and London Stock Exchange Group and or the whole co do not undertake any obligation to update or revise publicly any forward-looking statement, whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise. Please note that the enlarged group shares will not be registered under the US Securities Act or otherwise in the United States, and we are not making any public offer of shares in the US. The enlarged group shares may not be offered or sold in the US without an exemption from the US registration requirements. Right, on to the business of the day. For the conference call, we've got Carsten Kengetter, Chief Executive of Deutsche Börse, Xavier Rolet, Chief Executive of London Stock Exchange Group, and David Warren, CFO of London Stock Exchange Group, and who will walk you through the key components of this strategic combination. Carsten, Xavier, and David will refer to slides which we have posted up on the website, so if you've got those, and they're also going to be available afterwards. We'll then be happy to take any questions that you have. So with that, let me turn the call over to Carsten.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Xavier, David, and I are pleased to update you on the progress we have made since we last spoke to you on March 16th regarding our planned merger between Deutsche Börse and London Stock Exchange Group. As you will have seen from today's announcement, the scheme document, the exchange offer document, and the Holdco prospectus in connection with the merger have been published today. These documents also include further new information on the transaction, which we will highlight shortly, as well as the expected timetable for the transaction and both sets of shareholders. We're very excited about the combination of our two groups to create a global markets infrastructure group anchored in Europe, which we believe will benefit our customers, employees, and shareholders. Let me turn over to Xavier to make some introductory remarks.
Thank you, Carsten. I'm very happy to be updating you today with Carsten and the team. We're both extremely pleased with the progress we have made and the further details we can provide on the strategic and financial rationale for the merger. As we said at our last conference call, this is a merger between two highly complementary partners. The combined group is an attractive combination benefiting all stakeholders, including shareholders, customers, and employees of both LSEG and Deutsche Börse. The combination of LSEG and Deutsche Börse allows both sets of shareholders to participate in a significant value creation opportunity through their shareholdings in the Holdco. The combination offers the significant cost synergies we have already announced. And today, we're also giving details on both the revenue synergies and the additional areas of growth for the combined group, which would otherwise not be available on a standalone basis. Let me turn over to Carsten to discuss the value creation opportunity and the strategic rationale for the combination.
Turning to slide three, the combination of our highly complementary businesses will enable shareholders in LSEG and Deutsche Börse to participate in the significant value creation opportunity. The strategic rationale for this merger is very clear. We firmly believe that this merger will offer shareholders substantial long-term growth through diversified and resilient revenue streams. We both have demonstrated our track record of delivering value to shareholders, and together we will accelerate our growth plans to deliver you enhanced value over the long term. Customers will benefit from the new diversified global business able to address their needs across the entire investment lifecycle. There will be significant benefits from capital and operational efficiencies, for example, by taking advantage of our innovative benchmarking tools and our planned portfolio margining service. The service will be subject to an in-depth regulatory approval process, adhering to all current EU regulation, including EMIR. In addition, the merger will create the largest exchange group globally by total income, with a diversified revenue mix by product and geography. David Warren will outline these and other financial benefits of the transaction later. Now, turning to slide four. As we've said, the combination also brings together a complementary set of products with global, leading, and well-known brands across the investment cycle, from capital markets to post-trade to supporting information services and the technology business. This will ultimately result in an enhanced product offering for our customers. This slide showcases the complementarity of the LSEG and Deutsche Börse businesses and the strength and depth in products and skills across each business line. Looking first at primary and secondary cash markets, through the combination of a number of leading listing venues in London, Frankfurt, and Milan, we're creating an ecosystem to facilitate financing of European and international businesses across all stages of their development. The combined group is a leader in fixed income markets, helping government and corporate issuers through the combination of a number of venues, including MTS and Eurex Bonds. In derivatives trading and clearing, the combined group will have leading providers of exchange-traded and OTC derivatives, bringing together the strengths of both LCH's OTC clearing platform and Eurex's listed derivatives franchise. In custody and settlement, combining Clearstream and Monte Titoli and GlobeSettle will allow the group to be well-positioned to attract assets and issuers in a T2S world. And finally, we will create a larger and more diversified information services and technology division with attractive and complementary benchmark and index brands. Let me hand over to David Warren, CFO of LSEG, to talk through the financial highlights of this transaction.
Thank you, Carsten. Over the next three slides, I will highlight the attractive financial profile of the combined group and the value to be created for shareholders and customers. As you can see on slide five, the combined group will have a stronger capital position and increased balance sheet flexibility, driven by a highly attractive cash generation profile. As previously announced, we would expect the leverage of the combined group to reduce over time towards 1x, and we intend to adopt a progressive dividend policy within the range of both LSEG's and Deutsche Börse's current policies. The combination is expected to be accretive to both Deutsche Börse and LSEG adjusted cash earnings in the first full year. In addition to the previously announced cost synergies of 450 million euro per annum, we now expect to achieve at least 250 million euro in annual revenue synergies in year five post-completion, of which approximately 160 million euro will be delivered by year three. Furthermore, as Karsten will discuss, there is significant opportunity to further revenue growth from identified areas. Let me give you a few more details starting on slide six. As a reminder of what we said before, the total anticipated cost synergies of 450 million euro are equivalent to approximately 20% of the combined group's 2015 operating cost of approximately 2.2 billion euro. These are additional to any savings already planned by LSEG and Deutsche Börse. Cost synergies are expected to come from three major areas: technology-enabled efficiencies, removing duplication in the corporate center, and business segment optimization. Within technology synergies, we anticipate savings from the removal of duplicated central IT functions, harmonizing trading and post-trade platforms, and reduction in project spending. Within the business segment and corporate center categories, we anticipate savings from integration of index business, scale efficiencies across asset classes, and removal of duplication in support functions, governance, as well as reduction in various external and professional fees. The full effect will be achieved by the third year post-completion, with the estimate of phasing shown on the slide. Both our organizations have a proven track record of delivery, and we will draw on the considerable resources, expertise, and experience within our organizations to realize these benefits. One-time cost to achieve cost synergies is anticipated to be around 600 million euro. We expect revenue synergies of at least 250 million euro, if you turn to slide seven, to be realized by year five following completion. These synergies will be achieved in a progressive way, with approximately 160 million euro per annum delivered by year three following completion. The revenue growth will be generated across multiple areas and geographies. Cross-selling products and alignment of commercial strategies in our index and information services businesses. Utilizing our multiple CCP operations, we will further develop further trading and clearing products in the fixed income, currency, and commodity segment and equity benchmarks. Creating an enhanced product range and expand sales across reference data, regulatory reporting, and technology-related services to the combined group's complementary client bases. Developing enhanced offerings in equity and debt capital formation for listed and pre-IPO companies and trading participants. This will include the creation of a liquidity bridge for access to markets across the combined group. And lastly, we will achieve enhanced growth in custody, settlement, and collateral management services across a broader customer base with complementary geographies. The synergy assumptions have been reported on by Deloitte and risk adjusted to include a degree of prudence. The total revenue synergies of at least 250 million euro per annum are equivalent to about 5% of the combined group's 2015 pro forma total income of approximately 4.8 billion euro. We expect to deliver the revenue synergies with an aggregate contribution margin of approximately 85% by utilizing existing resources and capabilities across our businesses. One-time cost to achieve revenue synergies is anticipated to be around 100 million euro, incurred in a phased manner over the first 2 years following completion. Now let me hand back over to Karsten.
In addition to the quantified revenue synergies, we're confident of realizing significant further value through the delivery of incremental revenue synergies and growth that we cannot quantify at this time. In particular, we intend to provide an enhanced trading and clearing product and service offering by unlocking the customer benefits arising from portfolio margining services. This is subject to an in-depth regulatory approval process, as I said before. This service will improve the competitive positioning of the combined group in a $6 billion plus global industry revenue pool for derivatives trading and clearing. We'll also develop customer-centric offerings in high-growth areas across the investment trading and risk and balance sheet management lifecycle. This will enable the combined group to get a bigger slice of the $23 to $27 billion global industry revenue pool for post-trade and post-trade data and analytics. In addition, we will enhance the combined group's global footprint in North America and Asia. We will strengthen its reach and distribution in these key markets and position it as the partner of choice for infrastructure operators, investors, and issuers. Turning to slide 9, this provides a roadmap towards completion. Our current expectation is to close the transaction in Q1 2017, subject to the requisite approvals being received. As we've created a new holding company to implement this merger, we have today issued both sets of relevant shareholder documents. In the UK, we've posted a scheme circular to enable shareholders to vote on July 4th or by proxy in advance. We've also published a holdco prospectus as the transaction involves a share-for-share exchange for both LSEG and Deutsche Börse shareholders. In Germany, we've published our German offer document, and the initial acceptance periods expires on July 12. Subject to the LSEG shareholder approvals and Deutsche Börse acceptances, we then look forward to obtaining relevant antitrust and regulatory approvals. We're already in discussions with relevant regulatory authorities and expect to continue to make good progress on these discussions over the coming months. I would like to sum up this truly transformational transaction in a few words. The combination will form a global markets infrastructure leader anchored in Europe, with significant benefits and value creation for our shareholders, customers, employees, and regulators by combining our strengths. We strongly believe this is the right transaction at the right time for our two companies, for the UK and Germany, and for the broader European marketplace. Deutsche Börse and London Stock Exchange Group are a very good fit. Together, we will accelerate our growth plans and deliver enhanced value over the long term. Both boards, chairmen, CEOs, and management teams firmly believe this is an industry-defining, value-enhancing merger that will result in more than the sum of its parts. We're committed to proving this to our customers, shareholders, and other stakeholders in the weeks and months ahead. Let me turn back to Xavier.
Thank you, Carsten. I do share your view that this is the right deal for shareholders, customers, and employees of both the London Stock Exchange Group and Deutsche Börse AG. The combination of these two companies allows both sets of shareholders to participate in the significant value creation opportunity through their shareholding in the holdco, as shown by the attractive cost and revenue synergies that the combined group can deliver. In addition, the combined group will possess a strong balance sheet with an attractive cash flow, enabling it to adopt a progressive dividend policy for shareholders. The team is now focused on implementing the remaining steps to completion and taking on the challenge of achieving the targets we have set ourselves. The management team together is world class. It has impressive capabilities and the right experience for ensuring a successful integration, as well as capitalizing on the growth opportunities in front of us. We would now be very happy to take any questions you may have. I would add that the three of us are also joined by Gregor Pottmeyer, the CFO of Deutsche Börse. I'll turn it back to Carsten, who will chair the Q&A. Thank you for your attention.
Anybody on today's call would like to ask a question, that is star and one on your telephone keypad, the hash key to cancel the request. The star and one, please. And your first question today comes from the line of Daniel Garrett from Barclays. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Daniel Garrett, Barclays here. A couple of questions from me. First one, I just wanted to clarify, I think you've detailed the pro forma EBITDA base of the combined entity is 2.2 billion. So am I correct in thinking when you're indicating an 85% contribution margin of these revenue synergies, that would be about 10% drop through to the EBIT line compared to that pro forma number, if you could clarify that for me. Second question was just around sort of timing of the antitrust approval. Presumably, you with the release of this prospectus, it starts from here of you filing with the competition authorities. I think, Carsten, this morning you mentioned 40 approvals were required, and you detail expectations of finalizing the transaction in Q1 17. So should we expect the sort of bulk of those approvals to come through in sort of January, February, March of next year, or are there some early wins that you envisage? Thank you.
Thanks very much. I will hand over the first part of the question to David.
Yeah, Daniel, I would, the contribution margin is the margin we gave. I mean, at this point, we're not giving margins beyond that. So I wouldn't confirm in any way the number that you've just given us.
And the second part, Daniel, the antitrust application will likely go in late in the month of June. So we need a little bit of time to prepare this as a separate document. And the other applications are going to go in the course of time as they are appropriate to be filed and requested to be filed. I don't want to comment really on when we receive an answer back. That is fully in the hands of the approving entity in each case. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can we have the next question?
Of course. And your next question comes from the line of Anil Sharma from Morgan Stanley. Do go ahead.
Hey guys, a couple of questions, please. Just firstly, on the revenue synergies, I was just wondering how much of these targets are kind of existing revenue targets from LSE's kind of post-trade and information service day that you had last year, and also from Deutsche Börse's sort of 2018 targets, or are these kind of brand new revenue numbers which you would kind of achieve if those two sort of growth plans weren't out there? Secondly, given the comments yesterday from the state of Hess, and the announcement you guys made today regarding sort of, you know, quite significant job reductions, I'm just wondering what sort of remedies the combined entity can kind of propose to potentially alleviate some of the concerns there. And then finally, you know, given the importance of achieving some of the capital relief and capital savings for the users, could you just kind of explain to me, given it sounds like LCH is going to be, or LCH is going to have, remain open access and run separately from Eurex clearing, how will you kind of generate the portfolio synergies? Thanks.
Thanks. So I get first part, I'll hand over to David.
Yes, on the synergies, no, it's important to understand that these really are incremental. This is the result of the high degree of complementarity that we have in these businesses coming together with global brands and global reach. And the process, as we did with cost synergies, the process of the verification by Deloitte definitely goes through this and understands each opportunity and needs to verify for itself that it's incremental.
On the second, I don't think there were any comments from the state of Hessen yesterday. There was maybe some press that you might have read. That's all. The state of Hessen is going through a full process of due diligence, due process, and then they will reach their conclusion, and that will take its time, and otherwise there is no need to speculate, I think, at all on that process or its outcome. In terms of the capital savings that you are referring to vis-a-vis the clearing. Let's just reiterate one particular point. LCH and Eurex Clearing will remain separate clearinghouses with their separate default funds and their separate risk integrity. And what we are doing is we're going through a process with regulatory approvals that are needed for this to provide to clients a portfolio margining service that would be cross-product, and that portfolio margining service is going to be providing margin and thus capital savings. Xavier, do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, thank you, Carsten. You may have seen last week that LCH made an announcement with the official launch of its SPIDER product, which is exactly that. It's a portfolio margining product, which has therefore received framework regulatory approval and is therefore ready to operate on an ongoing basis, subject, of course, to additional regulatory approval for each particular connection. And it is in that context, as Carsten just said, without any requirement for physical merger of clearinghouses, which is not envisaged and not contemplated by this particular proposal, but it is in that context that the cross-margining service will operate. So it is already operating under an approved regulatory framework.
Thanks, Anil, for the question.
Yeah. Can we have the next question? Thank you.
Of course. And your next question comes to the line of Aaron Giblat from Exane. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi, yeah, it's Arnaud Giblat from Exane. Please, three questions. I'd just like to follow on Anil's question, actually. Understand that your revenue targets are completely incremental, but in the prospectus, it says that the 2018 revenue guidance as provided under Deutsche Börse is no longer valid under the Holdco agreement. So I'm wondering if that's something technical. Does the Deutsche Börse and LSE previous revenue targets still stand independent of the merger? My second question is regarding the opportunities you're seeing in trading and clearing and FIC and equity benchmarks. I think that's the second item of your revenue synergies. Maybe I'm looking for a bit more color here. Are you thinking about trading on FTSE and Russell indices? Perhaps are you looking at competing on the Euribor contract or other ICE contracts? I'm just wondering if you could be give a bit more color. And finally, on portfolio margining services, I just want to understand, basically this is the key selling point, I suppose, for banks to back your deal because they're going to save on capital. Am I understanding right that they're going to pay for the service? Thank you.
I'll pass the first part of the question to Gregor Pottmeyer, CFO of Deutsche Börse.
Yeah, so we still confirm our 2018 revenue guidance, what we gave to you at Deutsche Börse, so it's still in the range of 2.8 to 3.2 billion euro, and this does not change with regard to that. And I can confirm that the revenues we plan are indeed incremental to that.
The second part of the question regarding trading, clearing, benchmarks, and so on, I think there is the combined group will have a derivatives trading venue with Eurex. That derivatives trading venue has been used extensively already for DAX, Eurostox, and other related products. We see an opportunity in derivatization and the product creation on the very large and prominent index family within the LSE group, the Russell product group, as well as the FTSE product group, and so on. And that will create a lot of new flows that we are hoping to capitalize on within our combined groups, Eurex franchise. In terms of the margining, the service, as most services are paid for services in the future, of course, but we clearly would expect that the overall benefit to our members, to respective members of each clearinghouse, are going to be so significant that the client will happily be paying for this service and will have a benefit even after having paid for a service such as this. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question. question, please.
And your next question comes to the line of Peter Leonardos from RBC. Go ahead, please.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. It's Peter Leonardos from RBC. A few questions. First, on the specifics of the underlying businesses. First, I was curious to Xavier and David if there was any update on the pending sale of Russell Investments. Second, to Carsten and Gregor, you mentioned this morning, Carsten, that there were going to be short-term targeted cost savings at Deutsche Börse this year, but you didn't quantify those. I was wondering if you could quantify those. And the third would be the same question that I asked about 3 months ago, if there's been any update on what the combined entity will be called. Thanks.
Thanks, Peter. Let Xavier and David start off on the first one.
Yeah, Peter, thank you. The sale of Russell, as we've said, continues on track, and we would... We do expect to announce something shortly.
Great. Simple.
Gregor Pottmeyer on the short-term cost savings.
Yes, so in our guidance 2015, we already included some 50 million euro efficiency gain, so that's included in our forecast and in our investor meeting this morning. When I mentioned that we have additional cost savings opportunities with regard to external hiring freeze, management of external consultants, et cetera. So therefore, I will make the statement that we are able to make sure that our business model is scalable, and depending on the revenue development, we are able to react on the cost side.
Okay.
And then, Peter, regarding the name, there is no update on this. Okay. It wasn't in our focus right now. Thank you.
Sure. I'll keep asking. Thanks.
Next question, please.
Thank you very much. And your next question is from Rich Repetto from Sandler O'Neill. Your line is open.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. It's actually Mike Adams at Sandler O'Neill stepping in for Rich. I'd like to touch on the revenue opportunities beyond the 250 million euros that you outlined. You know, one of the buckets that you referenced was stronger positioning in North America and Asia. I was wondering if you could, you know, lay out, you know, maybe some more specifics in terms of the businesses, you know, where you think you might have a stronger presence and maybe some rough timing around these initiatives.
Thank you very much, Mike. I'll make a stab at it, and if Xavier wants to add something, he will jump in. So let's start sort of the other way around, start in Asia for a moment. As you know, both the LSE group as well as Deutsche Börse has a very good position in North Asia, in China in particular, via the A50 franchise that the LSE has developed there. And via Deutsche Börse's franchise around JVs, we've launched in last November the Cenex exchange, which is running now. We also have a JV with CFET, and we have a bunch of other things on the way, so both are very well positioned there. We have broadly, across all of Asia, a very strong sort of footprint. There is, across the group, there are a number of shareholdings up to the size of roughly 5-6% of some of the exchanges over there. There is IT deployment of our IT systems against fee-paying contracts from some of those exchanges in various Asian countries. There is reciprocal data sharing and data distribution arrangements with some of those exchanges there. There is in Singapore specifically, while we have across the two groups offices in various places, but in Singapore specifically, the LSE operates clearing services via LCH. Deutsche Börse has developed for a number of years the trading and clearing capacities there, including the seeking and receipt of licenses in that aspect. Following the completion of the merger, we will obviously be benefiting from harmonization of these offerings. Xavier, do you want to add more color for Michael?
Not very much so, but just to say that it's almost uncanny. But if you look at, with the exception of China, where particularly with Shanghai, both of us already have, uniquely in the industry, a strategic relationship. But if you look at the map in terms of coverage, with Deutsche Börse has strength and privileged relationship, in addition to China, like India, South Korea, Taiwan, to mention just a few, as well as other, as we've heard, in Singapore. Our business in Australia also doing well. We have now secured a clearing license in Japan, also have a number of relationship in Central Asia. Of course, the coverage that FTSE Russell provides, as well as our joint technology businesses, with a view to supply intellectual property, to supply ready-made trading, clearing, settlement solution throughout the entire emerging world, is very attractive. And that includes, of course, Central Asia, the Middle East, Eastern Europe, Africa, and of course, Latin America, where we have a range of existing relationships and together a range of contractual relationship as well. I would say if you look at North America, FTSE Russell already has leading presence in Canada, United States, and in Mexico, particularly in the fixed income index area in Canada and Mexico, and of course, the well-known Russell business in the U.S. The market share gain and the growth of our clearing businesses on the OTC side clearly provide opportunity for further growth, as you'd expect from a large group. But I think from an investor standpoint, if you look at the full range of these global capabilities across intellectual property, across balance sheet efficiency, and other regulatory cap, custodial and collateral management, and of course the trading engine, it's a very, very attractive set of businesses. Frankly, it's a unique combination that I don't think today anyone else would possess and be able to operate with a very strong balance sheet, of course. And I think that the capability to derive significant further organic growth opportunities as you cover a full set sell-side, buy-side, corporates, and government clients across the spectrum, it is indeed a very, very exciting project, I think.
And in addition to the Russell and LCH locations in the Americas, we operate as a combined group, of course, Eurex offices there, and as well as data offices and Clearstream offices. So I think altogether it's a well-rounded picture. Thanks very much for the question, Mike.
Thank you. I think we've got one more question waiting.
Indeed. And your final question comes to the line of Martin Price from Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Just a couple of quick questions from me, please. The first is, I understand Deutsche Börse is kind of proactively taking action to increase the level of capital it has in the Eurex clearing default waterfall. On the LSE side, I was just wondering if you have any plans to do the same at LCH, either prior to the deal closing or perhaps immediately afterwards. And then secondly, just on the balance sheet, you've highlighted you expect to achieve 1x gross leverage in the medium term. I guess it's too early to say, but I was wondering if there's anything you can share on longer-term target pro forma gross leverage. Thank you.
Thanks. I'll just make a quick intro comment regarding the clearing thing around Deutsche Börse. We are planning to move from $315 million to $365 million over the coming year. And that's sort of the change that Martin is referring to. And maybe I'll hand over to my colleagues from LSE.
Yes, so thank you, Carsten. In terms of the LSEG side of the equation regarding our clearing houses, whether it's LCH, LCH SA in France, and CC&G, those are already fully provisioned and fully capitalized and compliant with all applicable regulations, including skin in the game. There were some additional capital contributions that were made in the past couple of years. Of course, the industry is still awaiting the results of the recovery and resolution regime, which by the way, also involves work with the American authorities, not just purely European process. But at the moment, there are no plans on the LSEG side, given that we are compliant, in fact, have all the capital that's needed to make any further capital infusions.
And David, to add on.
Yeah, Martin, I appreciate the question. I mean, certainly directionally, you're right. Just given the high degree of cash generation from this combined company, and particularly as the synergies play in. But I think in terms of answering kind of where we might be in terms of a target leverage ratio, it is really too early to say. I think when this question was asked, not by you, but by somebody else back in March, I think we tried to talk about this in the context of the board taking a look at it, the new board, the whole co-board, in the context of a larger capital management framework where we would look to balance the right leverage, maintain our credit ratings, also looking at balancing the sizable investments for growth, and then also looking at the dividend policy and other returns of capital, but to do that in a very balanced way that was really going to look at all the potential that this combined group will have.
Understood. That's great.
Thanks, Martin, for the question. Are there any more questions?
I think we might just have time for one quick last one.
There is indeed another question from the line of Kyle Voigt from KBW. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for squeezing me in. Martin actually has asked one of my questions, but just quickly, is there any way to quantify how much of the 450 million euro cost synergies will be coming from LCH, just given that you don't own all of that asset? Thank you.
David, do you want to comment?
Kyle, there isn't. We really talked about these synergies across the entire group, across a whole set of opportunities, and we've given the various areas of opportunity. Those synergies were developed by business, finance, and strategy teams with both companies working together to provide it. So it wouldn't be possible to give any further detail as to exactly where they'll come from.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for the question, Kyle. I think that brings us to a close of the meeting. Thank you very much for all of the questions. And the team here, Xavier, David, myself, are very happy to be moving forward on this momentous day, and happy to send out the documents, and we will go through the process towards completion as stated in the timetable. Thank you very much for participating.
Thank you very much, and many thanks to our speakers today. That does conclude the conference. Thank you all for participating. You may now disconnect.